What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Seventeen days away from the Kansas City Chiefs' actual season starting Friday night, 7 o'clock. Bears will be playing the Chiefs here at Arrowhead. That game on 96.5 The Fan. For all of your listening pleasures, the starters will play, so you'll get a little tease.
There you go.
Of the season.
They did that for the home fans, knowing how much it costs to go to games and whatnot. That's a little carrot for the Chiefs, going, we're not going to play our guys in week two in Seattle on turf in the rain. We'll bring them back home. Now, again, it could be 48 seconds. Who knows what it's going to be. But if you're going out there, you get the opportunity to see starters. And I think that is really cool for dads and sons, dads and daughters, moms and sons, moms and daughters, whoever wants to go. Take your young kid to the game. You get an opportunity to do that and see real players.
No doubt about it. Last night, we got to see a milestone happen. It was amazing because it went 449 feet.
Will win throw to first. Nope. And there goes Yastrzemski, and there goes the ball to deep center. Back goes Carter, away back to the wall, and gone, Bobby Witt Jr.
So that was Bobby Witt Jr. putting the game on ice. The offense a little powerful last night. Obviously, Vinny hits a solo shot. Yaz hits a solo shot. Bobby hits a two-run shot. And they win 5-2. At one point, they had been retired 13 consecutive times in that order from that melee or whatever the hell that guy's name, Mize, whatever his name was. He was shoving last night.
Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. There Merrill. You go. Merrill. Sounds like a good Texas name. But the Royals win last night, and they go to four games above 500. They are now, 65 and 61? Or are they 63 games ahead of 500?
I don't know. They're 2.5 back. They're ahead of the Cleveland team. They're right on the heels of everybody else. We're in a good spot. We're in a really good spot right now, and an even better spot to go take care of the Texas Rangers over these next two games. And yeah, I'm getting greedy. I'm not going to lie. I'm greedy on this one, but I think I have to be greedy right now because it's like you didn't have it for so long, right? And now you got it, and you don't want to let it go, and that's winning baseball. And we got it back. I mean, for the first time since the end of May, we're four games over 500. That's a great spot in which to be. And so I don't want to give any of this back. So yeah, I am getting greedy. I'm COVID hoarding here wins, man. Like, ooh, there's extra Lysol wipes on the shelf. Let me get every bottle of them. And let me get everything of Lysol during COVID. I was a COVID hoarder. Now I'm going to be a wins hoarder for the Royals because they need to be a wins hoarder right now with where the season was and what's coming up after this series against the Rangers. Go stack those wins and let's make some hay, man. Don't give anything back to these Rangers. Sweep that ass.
65 and 61 is the Royals' record right now. They have a 23.7% chance to make the playoffs as of today. That was like 9%.
It was single digits, if not lower than that, about a week ago. It's not 40% quite yet, but it's up there. It's good.
But it's good to see that because last night, to me, I know the hitting wasn't there, but the power was there. The slugging was there. Yaz is slugging like nobody's business right now. Another home run, not a leadoff home run, but another home run in a key moment of that game. Bobby's obviously 449-foot bomb. That was his 100th of his career. Fastest, youngest Royal ever to have 100 stolen bases, 100 home runs, and his first four seasons of baseball. Again, best baseball player on the planet. Meanwhile, Vinny Pasquantino does it again. The double, the home run, then he gets hit by a pitch, shows a little bit of an attitude. So now you're recognized as a team. You're not going to go away. You've won 8 of your last 10. You have leapfrogged Texas. You have leapfrogged Cleveland. You are now 2.5 behind Seattle and Boston. You will still play Cleveland this year. You will still play Seattle this year. And what you're doing right now without being able to play them with things out of your hand, you're doing just fine.
Yeah.
You're playing your game and winning your game. You're at a blackjack table with 4 other people and you don't care if they tell you to hit or not. You're playing your hand, not worrying about what their chips are doing or where they're falling. And now Boston loses last night. Seattle loses last night. Cleveland loses last night. They keep losing. You keep winning. That's the only thing you can control. And when you play a game like you played last night as a Kansas City Royals baseball team, where all 3 phases of that team last night were great, that was Seth Lugo who needed to be back in Seth Lugo's pants. That was a guy that needed to go out there and shove, and he did. Contrero throws him back out there for the top of the 7th, gets that out of Simeon, gets the strikeout, long at bat, found him away, gets over 100 pitches, and then the bullpen did their job from Angel Zerpa, who's been shaky at, you know, the kindest way I can say it, and then Schreiber in a role that he's not familiar with, but your bullpen was taxed. Estevez wasn't pitching. Ursig wasn't pitching. Those guys were not going to be available for that game last night, and Seth Lugo knew that while also knowing that he had been garbage the last 5 starts, went out there and did exactly what he was supposed to do. The defense looked good. I thought plays were being made that, you know, double plays behind the back, Bobby looking like Bobby at short, India playing good at second base. Then you go to the pitching, you go to the batting, you go to the fielding. That's the Kansas City Royals in a nutshell. That's that playoff team. They said that they were going to be in the spring training in Arizona. And now you're seeing that all come together. And now tonight, they're going to sit Jacob DeGrom, and you're going to throw out what would have been a potential Rookie of the Year candidate if Nick Kurtz wasn't being one of the biggest superstars in baseball at 22 years old. But Noah Cameron goes out there tonight, who's been one of your best pitchers all season and a huge surprise, and they're not pitching DeGrom because of shoulder tightness. Go out there one tonight, and then you can get real greedy Thursday afternoon.
Well, it is a must-win game. It should win game. I don't want to use the term guaranteed win game or anything like that, but, I mean, you got Noah Cameron, who I was looking at some of the stuff yesterday. They were talking about all-rookie teams, and if they did an all-rookie team in the American League and an all-rookie team in the National League, who would make it? And obviously, Noah Cameron would make it in the American League. 4 White Sox make the all-rookie team. They're on the come. Damn. You want to talk about two players, 2 pitchers on that all-rookie team in the American League, but they had Noah Cameron on there. He's kind of your star right now. Go out there and continue to do what you're doing right now. And the analogy that you used at the blackjack table, I think, is a pretty good one. And I'll take it one step further. When you're at a blackjack table and you're winning, you're doubling down, right? All right, that $5 bet, then you're betting 10, then you win again, then you're betting 20, then you're betting 40. Like that's the way that I play. When you're on a hot streak, you ride that hot streak, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the Royals are right now. They're on a hot streak. Keep doubling down on that hot streak and don't give anything back to the Texas Rangers. Don't allow them to have any sort of life, because I don't think they do have any sort of life right now. Again, I think the Texas Rangers are a dead stick as a franchise, and they're not playing up to the level that they need to be playing up to, and you can take advantage of that. You've got to go in there and finish off the Texas Rangers. I just don't think the Royals right now are in a position to not sweep the Texas Rangers, because you've got obviously Detroit coming up right after this, and you want to continue to stack these wins. This is win stacking season for the Royals. Now you're getting to that point of the season as well where a lot of these players understand their lot in life and where they are. And you're going to have a lot of players that are just playing the innings out, getting through the string, especially guys on long-term contracts that aren't playing on good teams or aren't having good years. They're playing this thing out. They don't care. They want this season to be over. That's why you have to go out there and sweep the Rangers, because as soon as the Rangers are done, you got a team that's playing for everything in the Tigers. So stack these wins right now. Give yourself breathing room, man. Like, that's been the thing that we have not had all season long, was the ability to breathe. We've been chasing our tails. Now we're really not chasing our tails anymore. You got the opportunity to go out there, finish things off against the Texas Rangers. Go and do that. Go get this 4-game sweep now.
No doubt about it. As they continue to win, hopefully those other teams continue to lose. And then all of a sudden, you're not even worried about Cleveland. You're just worried about everybody else losing ahead of you, because the wild card situation is wide open. Yankees win last night, but Boston, Seattle, Cleveland all lose. You win. Go win the one today and win 3 out of 4 at least against Texas. But Mac, take the show away, my man.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to clarify something real fast. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Chiefs falling off and who's going to be this team to beat them. They won the division by four games last year. In baseball terms, that's a 40-game win of the division. The biggest division win in the history of Major League Baseball was 98. The Yankees won the division by 22 games. So essentially, the Chiefs have won their division by twice as many games as the biggest number in Major League Baseball. You want to write them off?
Yeah, now it's over. Yeah, now it's done.
They essentially won their division by 40 games last year. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that so people can understand how big a four-game win in football really is.
I just think you're forgetting that the Broncos were 1-5 against teams above 500, Bob. I mean, they're scary. All right.
Well, they're the fourth best team, according to Colin Cowherd.
Yeah. Oh, and I just saw on Whiteboard Wednesday on Good Morning Football, the team who won the offseason, the Denver Broncos. So, they are the winners. They're this year's Chargers.
Everybody who wins the offseason fails in the regular season.
Yep.
There's no trophies for March.
That was the Titans last year. Number one pick.
Yeah, number one pick.
Start where we left off. One word on the Royals tonight.
Win. TCB, as Elvis used to say, take care of business, man.
Yeah, baby.
And Elvis has left the building.
He did like 2 days ago. I think it was his death or something.
Gotcha. Wow, recent.
I think tonight is statement. I think tonight's word is statement. They decide to rest Jacob DeGrom. You send your rookie starting pitcher from St. Joe out there named Noah Cameron. Go out there and beat that ass.
Who
right?
is pitching for Texas? Have they announced or is it just a
doesn't matter.
Bot?
To me, it doesn't matter. You sat your ace, your Cy Young candidate down because of shoulder fatigue, and now you send Noah Cameron out there that game last night with Bobby's home run, with Vinny getting hit, with India getting hit. Started some fires, kick some tires, go out there and win this game 9-1, and then that way when Thursday comes around and it's an 88-degree day in Kansas City and Texas is pissed and tired and worn out and season's officially over, then you send him on your way. So be dominant tonight. Make a statement tonight. Go out there and let everybody have fun and just keep going. Keep winning. Keep doing this because all you can do is control what you can, and that's what you can do right now against Texas.
And you've got the opportunity to do it. Don't let Texas have any sort of life, man. Just put your foot on their throat, stomp on it, twist, and end the day.
Right.
Speaking of Texas, their quarterback, Arch Manning, made some waves yesterday. This story's coming back, and it ain't going away.
Right.
Next year, is he right?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
That's Arch speaking to his dad's comments, saying that, yeah, Arch isn't coming out this year. He's going to finish college just like we all did. And that's him saying, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized. One word on those comments.
Yeah, that's grandpa being maybe like a little overstepping of the bounds right there. But I will say my one word is, because now all the draft Knicks are like, see, he's coming out. We've got our low-hanging fruit, Arch Manning, number one overall and whatnot. I kind of like the keeping it kind of secret, if you will. One side says this. Mm-hmm. The other side says that. Like, if I'm Arch Manning right now, I'm not announcing whether or not. You don't need to announce whether or not you're coming out right now or anything like that. Why can't the kid just go out and play the season?
Yeah.
We don't even know if he's going to be good.
Yeah, could he play? Could he start a season?
I mean, again, he was a backup to a seventh-round pick.
Yes.
Again, seventh-round pick he was the backup to. I don't know if Arch Manning's going to be good. This is where we get caught up in sports. Everybody says it, so no, that's not true at all. Just because everybody's telling us he's going to be great doesn't mean he's going to be the best.
Yeah, I just think it's parody. The two worst teams in football this year will be the Colts and the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm. That's Uncle amazing.
Uncle played in Indianapolis. Grandpa played in New Orleans. Where do you want to fulfill the Manning legacy? A team that's telling you that they're clearly going to tank all year in Indianapolis because they're starting Daniel Jones? Or a team that says, we're going to go with Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, and they've got old boy Kellen Moore as their head coach who would love anything to do than to have a starting quarterback in the realm. And then you got Steichen over there in Indianapolis who they might just kick out, bring in somebody else. Yeah, parody would be my thing, but Arch Manning will be a stud. He'll win the Heisman.
Ballard may be back in Kansas City next year, being like Veach's right-hand man. I could absolutely see that happening, right? Like, if he gets run out of Indianapolis, they're on their 13th starting quarterback now since Andrew Luck.
Bob, they have not won the AFC South, the worst division in football since 2014.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and the Bears have one like, 9-win season in 12 years.
It's disgusting. Disgusting for them in that division. One word on the Chiefs facing the Bears starters. This has been Johnson on Up and Adam.
Are you playing the guys against Kansas City?
Yep. Yep. We'll,
starters?
Yep. We'll go ahead and we'll play. We'll see how long it is. We're going to get through a couple days here of practice, and we'll determine for how long, but we need to go through this.
I like that ending part. That was the part, we need to go through this.
Yeah.
That's a veteran move right there, realizing, look, I got a young team. We got to get these guys some playing time. You know, you're going to Arrowhead Stadium. You know the Chiefs are going to face some starters. It's a good test for your offensive line. It's a good test for everybody, right? I could see this being one of those quote-unquote controlled scrimmages, like where the coaches decide ahead of time what they're going to do, maybe. To get some work in. Hey, we'll play our starters one series apiece, two series. What do you want to do here and kind of figure this out? Let guys get some work and some looks and whatnot, and then move on. But Ben Johnson is right. It's a new program up in Chicago. They don't have the opportunity to take a preseason game off. So smart. Smart is the word.
Yeah, I would say showcase, right? Chiefs are going to play their starters. Offensive line, Joe Tooney, right?
Yeah.
He's coming back to Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Kayla Williams, you're going to see a defensive line that's going to be hungry and trying to get out there and get some reps in. You got Norman Lott, Jelotti, Jones, Karloftis, Aminihue. Guys are going to be coming after Caleb. You're going to see Luther Burden, Roma Dunze, DJ Moore. Caleb Williams.
That's exciting, yeah.
Cole Kmet, we're going to see what the tight ends can do against the Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
Where we remember last year, tight ends just feasted on the Chiefs defense.
It was feast week.
And there's two in Chicago.
Yeah.
And you're also going to see the Chiefs offense. So we'll see two improvisational quarterbacks, and we'll be excited for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long? Because you got me excited. They're talking about that, and I'm like, but how long are we actually going to see those guys?
About two drives, yeah. I would think. I would think two drives is probably most, and then that would probably be the end of the first quarter. Each team will get a drive each. Maybe Caleb plays a little bit into the second quarter. Maybe we see Mahomes come out in the second quarter, but I would doubt it.
Who's the backup quarterback in Chicago?
Tyson Bagent.
Is it really?
Bagent man. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like him.
Yeah, he's fun.
Isn't that crazy that the Bears have only won 9 games once in the last 12 years?
Nuts. No, it's insane.
And their record against their division is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, they're 1-5 last year, I believe.
They were.
Yep. So were the Packers.
Were they really 1-5 against their division last year?
It was pretty rough.
Are you still on that Jordan Love train?
I am.
Choo?
Good. I am. Okay. I am. All right. Big name in college. Well, he could be a big name. BYU has named their true freshman and the starting quarterback, Bear Bachmeyer, as the team's starting QB. His debut will come against Portland State on August 30th. Bachmeyer will wear number 47, will become the first true freshman to start for an opener at BYU.
Fun. Our friend Kurt Nelson of the Royals Hall of Fame directors texted me about things. This guy's name is Bear.
Yes. Bear. Number 47.
And he's wearing number 47, too, which makes
I love that.
It's great.
Awesome.
It's fun. I love the fact that athletes now are showing more and more of who they are and having more and more fun. Like, teams and organizations are actually letting them. And in college, quite honestly, it would really behoove you to let these guys have fun, because that's where the NIL money is going to come from, right?
That's exactly right.
You're a great personality. People are going to want to give you the money and have you kind of be their influencer. So the more that these guys can show that personality and have that fun, and the less it is about the X's and O's, the better it's going to be for everybody involved.
Yeah, numbered. I just think 47 as starting quarterback's awesome.
It's great. It's so
takes
bizarre.
Takes you back to playing those early 2000s college football games where you just do whatever, have any number you wanted, be like 25, be the quarterback, 47. Is going to look funny to me. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Traditionalists will be like, what's he doing wearing 47? Is that a tight end?
You saying Bigley would be upset or something? Is that what you said there?
Wear 47 as a quarterback. You
what
don't
if that
get
guy
it.
Bear gets married and it's on a Saturday during football season and he invites Bigley?
I asked Bigley, would he rather watch the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game or have one night of sex with Paige Spiranek? He said, damn, those boobs are awesome. Probably go with Paige Spiranek.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of other things that are nice, the Royals, according to DraftKings, plus 220 to make the playoffs. The last team, or the first team with plus money odds.
Really?
Yep. Blue Jays are minus 20,000. Yankees are minus 1,800. Houston, minus 1,100. Seattle, minus 650. Red Sox, minus 225. Then the Royals.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's plus 220, Guardians plus 350, Rangers plus 800.
What was the number at the beginning of the year? Is that a better number for a better now than it was at the beginning of the year?
No, at the beginning of the year, it was probably like plus 350.
Was it?
Probably.
Yeah, I think I do actually remember it being like plus 380 because we talked about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.